Well, this has been a very unique Easter, hasn't it? But one good thing that's come out of it is that despite all of us being confined to our houses, I think we as a church have been able to commemorate the death of Jesus Christ on Good Friday and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday. We've been able to praise and worship God for all he's done through Jesus' death and resurrection. But how can we take all that good news of Jesus' death and resurrection into the rest of our lives beyond Easter? Well, I believe that these seven verses from Peter's first letter in the Bible is actually a very good place to go to learn how we can use God's Jesus's resurrection as an inspiration for our lives. So I intend to go through each of these verses and pick out what Peter wanted us to know about living out our faith in Jesus's death and resurrection. So let's dive in. Firstly, verse 3. In verse 3, Peter wants us to know something wonderful, that actually Jesus' death and resurrection doesn't just change our lives, it gives us new life. You see, if you think about it, when Jesus went to the cross, he didn't go there because of his own sin. No, when he went to the cross, he took on the burden of our sin, our wrongdoing. And as he hung there on the cross, he was facing the consequences of what we'd done wrong, our sin. And in the end, through his suffering and death, he brought that sin to an end. He had victory over our sin. Now that's wonderful in itself, but it has a marvellous byproduct. Because if you go back to the beginning of Genesis, what we realize is that there was no death before sin. It was when sin came into the world and its imperfection that death came. So actually, sin is the cause of death. So when Jesus had victory over sin, he had victory over the causes of death, and therefore victory over death. And he proved that in his resurrection when he conquered death and rose to new life. He had victory over sin and death. And because he did that, we can claim that same victory. Because our sin was dealt with by Jesus Christ on the cross, it has been destroyed, it has been dealt with. And because of that, the reason for death has been conquered as well. So that as Jesus rose to new life, so can we in faith. So that's why Peter says that we are reborn. Because actually, because of Jesus' resurrection, we can see that we have new life in Christ. Now, of course, that new life will find its full fulfillment when we ourselves physically die. You see, when Jesus died physically, and we will die physically, but Jesus rose again to new life physically, and so in faith will we. We will rise to new eternal life in heaven. That is the amazing promise, the amazing result of Jesus' death and resurrection. It's what verse 4 is pointing at. It says we have an imperishable inheritance. Because of what Jesus did, we have the inheritance of going to heaven. We will live for eternity. That is the great, sure and living hope that Peter mentions in verse 3 that is at the centre of our new life. a sure and living hope. Now we need a sure and living hope, don't we? When we look at the world, there's nowhere else to put a sure and living hope, especially at this moment when we've got the problems with the virus. The virus is showing us so many things, isn't it? You know, we could put our sure hope in the world and think that we're going to live for a long time, be healthy, be strong, be able to take on the world. But then the virus has shown that we can die easily from vulnerabilities we never knew existed. We can also put our hopes in the world, in the economy, in society. But look at the world now. Just a handful of weeks that we'll be relatively unable to do work, and already the economy is starting to go into recession, and the government has to pump billions of pounds into our economy to maintain it. No, what we're seeing today is that the world is a fragile place, and it's not a place we can have a sure and living hope in. No, our sure and living hope has to be in Jesus Christ and that imperishable inheritance that we gain in heaven. But how do we hold on to, how do we secure that living hope? Well, verse 5 tells us, it says that we need to guard it by God's power through faith. And that faith is important. It protects our living hope. What is faith? Well, it's written in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. You see what that means? We live in the 21st century. We cannot have seen Jesus rise again, and yet we can have confidence and assurance that he did and that it means so much to us. So what we need to do is guard that faith by God's power. We need to go in our minds to the foot of the cross and actually have confidence that he died there to get rid of our sins. Equally, we have to go in our minds to the empty tomb and know that he rose again, and that because of that, we will rise again to new life. We guard our living hope with faith. But does that faith enable us to live a much easier life? Well, no, verse 6 tells us very differently, doesn't it? In fact, we might well be faced with many trials and tribulations and troubles, says Peter, not least because of our faith. Having Christian faith and the promise of heaven doesn't give us an inoculation against the tough times of life. In fact, sometimes it feels like completely the opposite. No, we've got to realise that life can be tough. You know, I've been in the church, Enderby Church, for nigh on 30 years. And I've known many of my brothers and sisters facing some really tough stuff, going through really hard times. And yet many of them have come through those hard times with a stronger faith than ever. And that's what we see in verse 7, isn't it? In verse 7, Peter reminds us that actually these trials are a trial of our faith. That actually, if we come through them, we can have a deeper revelation of Jesus Christ and our faith will grow. You know, it makes me think of a piece of music, a track that I uncovered a few weeks ago. It's sung by Frank Sinatra, and it's Pennies from Heaven. I won't bore you with the lyrics, but basically it says, when storms come and it's raining on you, just be positive. Just get the umbrella, turn it upside down, and catch any of the pennies that are raining down from heaven. You see what the song's saying? It's saying that actually storms can actually give you good things. God can actually rain down some pennies, some gifts from heaven, some strength, some endurance, strengthening you through these times so that when you come out of those trials, you have a more precious and stronger faith. So what does this faith look like that guards our hope and can grow through trials? Well, we can see that in verse 8. You see, many people can see faith negatively. They can think, oh, faith is all about having to learn about what to believe and then through willpower believing it, I will believe it, kind of stuff. But that's very negative, isn't it? Really. And that isn't how Peter sees faith. Do you notice that in verse 8? Just look at it. First thing he says is, we have not seen Jesus, but we love him. Isn't that marvellous? Faith is about loving Jesus. Looking back at his death and resurrection and just feeling his love for us and that he would do that for us and returning that love to him. That is faith. That is part of living out our faith and securing that living hope. And then later on in verse 8, he says, we may not see Jesus, but we believe in him and we rejoice. We have joy. That joy is amazing, isn't it? That deep down satisfaction and calm of knowing the peace of God, that he's there for us and he died for us and that he will see us through everything. So faith for Peter is not willpower. It's love and joy. And of course, that faith based on love and joy of Jesus Christ will enable us to face all those trials and troubles that come in life. And ultimately, verse 9, enable us to step out into the true outcome of our faith, that moment when we are saved and we enter into heaven. It's quite wonderful, isn't it? These seven verses. What's Peter saying? He's saying, know that you have new life, a living hope because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You will inherit the wonderful truth that you are going to heaven because you know him. And guard that with your faith. Have confidence and assurance in what Jesus Christ did. And fill that faith with love for Jesus and a joy in who he is. And then you can take on the trials and tribulations of life, those tough times, and grow and make that faith stronger and more precious, so that in the end you have that inheritance. You will enter that saving grace of Jesus Christ at the end, when you will enter heaven for eternity. The good news of Easter, Jesus' death and resurrection, isn't just for one week in the year. It's for every week. And we need to hold to that living hope with faith each day of our lives until we enter heaven ourselves. Amen.